Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Avery Williamson Report, brought to you by Winters Brothers Waste Systems. Conveniently rent the dumpster online at wintersbros.com. Long Island's number one choice for waste removal, wintersbros.com. And here he is, Avery Williamson. What's up, man?
Hey, bro.
What's going on? What's going on, fellas?
Oh, we're great, Avery. We are so as Jet fans, we are just the joviality is just over the top. We're so happy.
Well,
I mean, can we get a competitive game? And I don't want to get on you because you played. You were in just about every play on defense, 57 out of 60 plays, whatever it was. And you actually, you know, there were signs of life with you out there playing. I mean, you're one of the guys that actually you could see was you know, out there competing. But, I mean, the fact that this team, you know, never – I mean, these games aren't even close, Avery. You know what I mean?
Man, it was tough, man. I mean, honestly, you know, going into the – I mean, even into the third quarter, you know, it was 17-7, you know. You know, we were still right there, you know. A couple plays here and there, man, just, you know, kind of got away from us. But, you know, it definitely was frustrating because, you know, we came out of halftime and we had on our minds winning this game. And I felt like it was definitely a different feeling, you know, on the team. You know, coming into this game, I feel like we were prepared and everything just did not work out, man. It's, you know, I'm just as upset as y'all, trust me.
For you personally, Joe mentioned it. They actually let you play. They let you start.
About
you were
time.
On the field most of the time. How did you personally feel, A, being out there for as long as you were, and how did you feel you played throughout the game yet on Sunday?
Man, I felt good out there. You know, it just was the biggest thing was just kind of, you know, getting used to playing that much. And just the game speed, you know, getting back used to doing that. But I felt good, man. I felt like, you know, I mean, it's always room for improvement. But, you know, at the end of the day, you just got to go evaluate yourself. And I also got to understand that's my first true game, and you know, since the end of 2018. So it can't be too tough on myself. But I also just got to, you know, look at the things I did good and also look at the things I did bad and just try to keep on improving. But man, I felt good out there. Definitely was sore. Got sore in the fourth quarter, man. You know, just not used to playing a full game. So that's definitely something I got used to again.
You know, and the offense, obviously, you know, two pick sixes, a killer interception in the end zone at 17-7. But on your side of the ball, there was no pass rush at all. Phillip Rivers had months to throw the ball. And guys were just wild. I mean, you look at these guys in the secondary; there was nobody around them for 10 yards. They were so open. I mean, yeah. How about that, Avery?
Well, I mean, yeah, we had a couple busted coverages, man. You know, we left the tight end run down the field on a big play. I think coming out of halftime. You know, it was a few times that we definitely just did not you know didn't execute, and that's something we got to fix. We got to get our key quarterback better. We gotta make sure that we get to him, and make sure we're disrupting the quarterback because that's a big asset of the game. So, all of us, you know, whoever's blitzing, linebackers, DBs, D line, whenever we're in it, we gotta make sure that we're doing our best to get after the quarterback, get him out of this rhythm, get him out of the pocket.
You know, I just wanted to say one. I want to jump in here quick, Ev. Where was the blitzes? I mean, did you guys – because it doesn't seem like there was any blitzing going on in this game at all. I mean, or very little. I mean, how about that, Avery?
Well, yeah, we weren't bringing as much heat, I guess you could say. It's one of the things, man. I was just trying to be locked in, whatever Greg was calling, man, just making sure we executed. At the end of the day, man, he's gonna call, and you know, he's making some good calls. We just gotta make sure that we're out there doing the right thing, and you know, whether it's a blitz or whether it's just coverage, we just gotta make sure that we're executing.
How was the practices going into this week?
Man, we had great practices, man. We had good energy. It was a good week. You know, we honestly had a good week, man. I feel good about going into this game. And, man, we had some great practices. So, like, everybody was locked in. Unfortunately, we still came up empty-handed. So, I mean, all we can do is we got to just keep on pushing. I mean, it sucks, but, you know, we wanted to turn out the other way, but, I mean, you know, we got to just keep on pushing.
Well, what does this week look like now? You're playing Thursday night against a backup to the backup to the backup quarterback against a team that is 0-3, and they're actually the favorites in this game. I mean, it's mind-boggling. But what does your week look like going in? I mean, do you practice this week? Is it just walkthroughs? I mean, with the short week, I mean, how does that work?
Yeah, very short week. Just having walkthroughs, and that's pretty much it. Just everybody's just trying to get as much film study in and trying to recover as fast as possible, get as much rest as possible leading up to Thursday. It's tough, man. Thursday night games, you know, it's always a rush, and you know, your body's hurting. I'm just glad that we got an early Thursday night game instead of like a November or December one. You know, when right. Your body's really hurting. But yeah, it's just walkthroughs, and we're just going to be doing a lot of film study.
In all seriousness, have you ever heard of the Broncos quarterback? They're starting Brett Rippon. I mean, is there a lot of tape, and have you ever even heard of the guy?
I mean, honestly, I haven't, man. So, you know, that's the thing. You know, I don't know what year he is, but I mean, he's a young guy. So, I mean, I don't think he's played much. Just if he's gonna be the starter, I mean, he's gonna have to go on the fly and just kind of figure this dude out. But very limited information on this guy.
For you, you know, you talk about the short week. You mentioned earlier that you were sore at the end of this game, and this is your first time playing a football game in a year and a half. How is it going to be for you to come back on a quick turnaround after what you just experienced?
It's obviously tough, but I mean, mentally, you just got to make sure that you're locked in and just try to get as much work on your body as possible, rest, and just make sure that you put a lot of icy hot on before the snap. But that's the main thing, man. You know, that's all you can do. That's all you can do. Nobody's gonna feel sorry for you at the end of the day. So you just got to go out there and just make sure you perform. We got to make sure we get a win. A win will make everything less sore.
Yeah, you were sore, and I had to take a shower after the game to cleanse myself from what I just seen. We're talking to Avery Williamson of the Jets, who played the Broncos on Thursday. You know, this Thursday night, this is a big game. I mean, this is a very, very big game for a lot of reasons here, Avery. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, you lose this game to a winless Bronco team with, like I said, the backup to the backup to the backup quarterback playing. I mean, it is not going to be a pretty scene after that. I mean, do you guys grasp the magnitude of this game on many, many levels?
Yeah, I mean, we know this is definitely a must-win. We don't want to drop 0-4. You know, that's something we don't want to do. We don't want to go into that hole. And, I mean, the schedule doesn't get any easier. So, I mean, we need to make sure that we get a win. We got to get a win, so – just for our confidence, man, get some good energy back in this building. So we definitely know the magnitude of it, and you know, we're gonna do everything possible to go out there and get a win.
The talk around the NFL, and it's not just me and Joe, I'm not using us as an example, but the talk is the Jets are the worst team in football. The head coach could be fired Thursday night, the Jets are this, the Jets are that. Do you guys hear that? I mean, do you guys hear the sound of what's being talked about, whether it's job security, the coaching staff, whether it's how people view the team right now at 0-3? Is that something you guys hear about and actually discuss amongst yourselves?
I mean, yeah, you hear about it. I mean, it's impossible not to. I personally don't pay attention to a lot of that stuff. You know, I just try to lock in on what I can do to help the team. You know, if you try to focus too much on that stuff, I mean, it's just gonna put you into a negative mood anyway. And I feel like I would rather put my energy into, you know, trying to get some wins. So it's always gonna be talks and rumblings, but I mean, personally, man, I just try to just make sure that I'm staying on task and trying not to pay too much attention to what's going on in the outside world.
How frustrating is it when you see what happened Sunday? You know, you guys are out there, next thing you know, pick six, touchdown. Next thing you know, interception in the end zone. Next thing you know, another pick six, touchdown. I mean, how does that, you know, affect the defense mentally, that kind of thing, Avery?
I mean, it's tough. It's tough, you know. One thing we just got to – we try to make sure and preach to ourselves that we go on that field, you know, we check in, you know, make sure that we're alert for certain change and, you know, that we're, you know, not going out there with a bad mindset. It's definitely tough, you know. I mean, it's tough on anybody, you know. You think your team's going to score and, you know, unfortunately get a turnover. And, at the end of the day, we got to go out there and stop them. So we can still control the outcome of it, you know. So that's all we can do, man, is anything that, you know, if it's a fire, we got to try to put it out as a defense.
We're talking Avery Williamson. On a lighter note, you actually got to play in front of fans, right? They actually opened up that stadium for whatever it was.
There was even Jet fans there.
Felt like the Super Bowl.
Well, I was going to ask you.
That's as close as you'll get playing for this team, Avery, I can tell you that.
Well, it's still hope, man.
Set that up, man. How did that feel going from standing on the sidelines in Buffalo where there was nobody there to MetLife, there was nobody there? Did it actually feel like, wow, this is cool, there's so many people around when there's 8,000 people there?
Yeah, it was actually pretty cool, man. We haven't played in front of fans in 3 weeks. So, it definitely was nice to just get some crowd noise. And, it's a different feeling, man. It's not the most fun playing in an empty stadium, you know, especially after I don't think anybody's ever played in front of an empty stadium, even in Pee Wee. So, right. You know, it's definitely good to just have some type of fan interaction.
Yeah, well, let me tell you right now, you should be happy that you're playing in front of an empty stadium right now in the MetLife because I could only imagine if you guys lost this game on Thursday, it would be bad as far as what you'd be hearing from the stands. Not necessarily you, Avery. But, you know, it would be directed mostly at one person who we won't mention, but it would not – you're probably happy there's no fans in the stands on Thursday night.
Man, all I can say is that we're just going to go out there and just make sure that, you know, we get this dub, man. That's all we can do. That's all we can do, man.
Get it. Get that dub. You better
get
it.
I'm very mixed about this for a lot of reasons, Avery, but you know what? go. I have to say that. Go out and get a win. You know, really.
That's all we need.
You know what I mean,
all
Avery?
We need, Joe.
I know
that's
you
all
do.
We need.
I know. I know what I need. I know what I need, but we won't get into that.
I'm going to make sure I get a win for you.
For me, Avery? How about here's what you do? I mean, this guy ripping, whoever he may be. I mean, how about you guys pick him off? I want to see Avery Williamson take one to the house. I don't care if it's a fumble.
That would be amazing. I almost had one out last week, man.
You do that, you may be playing. You know what? You take one to the house, you may be playing on offense the next week. I can tell you.
Hey, put me on the field wherever you need me. Wherever you need me, man. I'm going to make something happen.
Avery, best of luck, man. Go beat him.
God be with Avery. God be with you, huh?
Thank you, man. Hey, y'all right, stay safe, man.
Stay healthy. Stay healthy,
right.
Avery.
Thank you.
You all too. Right, Avery Williamson of the
– be happy there's no fans.
Well, he set you up with the play.
He really did. And you knew it was coming.
That's the closest you'll get to the Super Bowl here, bro. 8,000 people at Lucas Oil.
Playing for this team. What, are you kidding me? Notice I did not mention the name Adam Gase once in that conversation.
Nah, I think Avery got in trouble last week or something.
I guess he did. There's
nothing to be in trouble about. If the practices stink, the practices stink.
Yep.
And you know what? It does come down to the players and the coaches. It comes down to everybody. Everybody's held accountable when you're terrible. You know, obviously, the coach gets to blame. I mean, we see what happened with the L.A. Clippers. You're not going to fire the players, but, you know, it's everybody who contributes to it. And when you look at how bad, how awful this football team is, it's an everybody experience.
It really, the sad part is that I really am mixed about, do I want to see them win this game or not?
I think you'll change when kickoff starts because it's your team. It's that logo.
But if you're telling me Adam Gase is going to be gone after this game, man, I'm signing.
No, I think I'll rationalize that after the game, but during the game, I want to win.
No, of course. I mean, look, I'm going to root for him. I don't want to see Brett Rippin. Could you imagine, seriously, could you imagine if Brett Rippin like has this big game against them?
Yes, I can, actually.
No, I know. Of course you can.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Brett Rippin.
Brett Rippin. He went to Boise State, by the way.
Is that where he went to Boise?
Yes, yes.
I think it's Mark Rippin's son. I'm almost sure.
No, it's his nephew. I looked
Is it? Oh, you looked it up already?
Yeah, it's his nephew.
Oh, okay. And that's where he went to Boise?
Yeah, went to Boise. Yep.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.